I'm Barry Kostick. I'm the senior biological scientist for the entomology department at the Southwest Florida Research Institute with IFAS and the University of Florida.
You talked about rust mite scouting and control. How significant is rust mite damage for Florida citrus growers?
Oh, if you're a fresh fruit grower, it's extremely important. On the process side of things, it's probably not as important, but I think as time goes on, we see more and more damage, and we actually can see some fruit quality and some juice quality with lots of rust mites out there.
I think you said most fresh guys probably spray for rust mite about 3 to 4 times a year.
That is correct. That's the latest survey we've done. They've been spraying 3-4 times a year.
And when are they usually doing that?
That's going to be more towards the spring and early summer, and maybe one in October, if you want to call that fall. And then that's going to be during the growing season, basically.
You gave some tips for scouting so you know the very best times to spray for rust mites.
If you look at our pest management guide, there's some guidelines there to tell you to sample every 2 or 3 weeks during the growing season to keep a handle on this, and some of the thresholds that are set out for fresh fruit. If you see two rust mites per centimeter squared or a lens field, then you should consider wanting to spray or treat at that point. And in processed fruit, the recommendation is 6 rust mites per centimeter squared.
And that is what most growers use, is that hand lens put up to their eye, isn't it?
I believe so. That's the only way I know how to do it, and everybody I talk to does it that way. There's different methodology on how they do it, but as long as you're consistent and have a program that works for you, you can make some good decisions.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.